4 ATS Mobile. For TMWs, good morning. Heading that way now. Good deal. Yourself this morning? Just one I heard on the radio. I'm just listening to the car radio. Sorry about that. Rain last night. Some of it. Still getting some of it. Sprinkles down here right now. Small thunderstorms rolled through last night. Fairly early, about 8:30, something like that. Same here. Friday today. At least it's Friday. For your truck. I hadn't heard yet this morning. It's a 4-lane and you can't see the lines when it's raining. Wish that whatever they're doing to the lines, they'd go back to the old stuff so you could see it. It's about as bad for you. Buzz, but I mean, you could actually see it on the road, so that was a big plus. Your son's this weekend and helping him? I'm out there this weekend. We did last weekend, but when they switch where they're staying at, so we'll probably have dinner and just chill out with them. Time we decided we'd do like Sunday dinner like they grandma's, you know what I mean, like it used to be. It'd be a couple of times a month, but that's better than nothing. I just like what I'm doing this morning. You make it work, you spend time with them. I think we'll start spending a little bit more time with my son, and that they're getting a divorce, and the problem was really his wife for some reason. I don't know why. That stinks for him, no matter what, and the granddaughter. So hopefully everything works out okay and works out for the better. Well, everybody will be happier. The granddaughter told Susan a couple months ago she wished that her and her dad just lived somewhere by themselves. It's rough being a kid in a situation like that. Been there, done that. Was not fun. And nowadays, that's about the norm. Fortunately, more than 50% of them, marriages end in divorce. And next Friday, we ride up to Kentucky. Hey, are you Friday morning or evening? Friday morning. I don't like to drive too much late at night. Mostly I get sleepy, and then we're coming back on Monday. Well, at least a 3-day weekend. Because what does it take you to get up here? About four or five hours. It's kind of the west side over by Bowling Green. So every time I look at the map, it says 6 hours. I thought you were going up close to where they live. But yeah, if you're going out that way, it's going to take a little longer. And you got to go through 40. Man, I mean, we take our time. I mean, it usually takes me about 5.5 to 6 to get to the daughter's house. It's like a little over 300 miles, but we just take our time, stop at the rest areas, stretch, let the dog walk. We just don't get in no hurry anymore. Just sit back and enjoy the ride. Do it. That's the best way to do it. I used to ride through the night and everything, but that just ain't no fun anymore. I do most of my driving if we're going somewhere like that, but we haven't done anything like that in so long. I don't know if I could do it. I get really sleepy after about 10, 11 o'clock, you know what I mean? And it's just not worth it. We went up late to my sister-in-law's there in Raleigh, and then, you know, the deer was laying in the road, and you're on a country road, and it's dark, and you're not going to see it to the last second. Thank you. age gig. Yeah, you got to be careful of that, that's for sure. And, you know, you don't get to see anything but the road if you're driving at night.
Enjoy the, you know, enjoy the scenery. And usually I'll take a way that I haven't been. You know, there's a couple of ways to get to where we're going, but one way I've been on most of that road. So, you know, we're going a different way and go see some towns that I had never been to.
Try something new. Change it up a little bit. You never know what you might find.
Time we were going up that way, we went up through the Cumberland Gap and everything, and that's a really nice ride. Get up here in Spartanburg.
Heading over here toward Etowah, and there's stretches of road that ain't even wet. I know there was a couple good storms come through last night.
Morning, so there was still a good bit of rain up that way.
Couple little spritz here on the way out. Nothing to say it's raining.
The long range forecast for our trip says it's not going to be raining. That'll be nice.
Have a nice weekend up there.
Those are in the lower 40s. A couple of days it's only going to be in the low 60s.
Nice little cool snap here. For the last, almost a week now.
Oh, man, daughter's wanting to go to that mammoth cave, but, man, it's going to be a national park on a holiday weekend. That just can't be good.
Easter weekend, and usually people, I don't know, they don't travel for Easter. They do stuff, they usually get together with family, and that's about it.
Trailer ain't even making the minimum out here.
Having some kind of mechanical problem and just trying to get it to the repair place.
You're so close to my exit, might as well just lay back. I hate to pass and get over in front of him and get off. I hate it when they do that.
People do that to me. Come flying around you and cut in front of you and jab on the brakes.
Your rear view and there ain't nobody behind you, right?
Usually not. Ever hire somebody to replace your manager that retired last year?
Long-time engineers took that spot, and one of the process engineers took his spot. So now they're looking for a new engineer, but it's a lower-level engineering job.
Hopefully they find somebody here soon. Wet sounds. Should be plenty of people looking for work.
Problem out here is that first you got to find somebody qualified, then you got to find somebody that can pass a drug test, then they got to be able to pass a serious background check, and it's like, man, you just can't hardly find anybody to meet all those requirements.
Driver's license.
The entry level, you know, person for the plant. You know what I mean? And that demand is tough. And then it's like a swing shift. So much day, so much night. Most people ain't going to do it. Trailer parked in the middle of the road.
Close to the gate.
Down to the gate. So there's a major business on the one side of the road. And we're at the end. And there's like, I don't know, there's like six or seven trucks parked on the side of the road here. I see one of them's for us. It's an ISO tanker.
They may just trying to find somewhere to get some rest, wait for things to open up. Sometimes it's hard to determine where you're going exactly.
Get a parking on the side of the road because they got, I mean, there's usually five or six trucks parked there.
People forget to think about or plan for in those situations. Just, what are those trucks going to do if they get there an hour early? They don't have time to go somewhere else.
Been down here, especially coming to our place, sometimes they park on the side of the road, or it's usually the same driver, so you'll see he knows where to park.
That they know they've been there before, it definitely helps. But then you get a lot of people coming in, or a few people coming in that have never been there before, or it's been, you know, 2 or 3 years since they've been there.
They give them a 6:30 appointment, right? But the gate doesn't open until 6:30. So they'll be, you know, they'll be there at, you know, 15 after, and she's not even going to acknowledge they're standing there.
You are quite mad.
And open the gate for me.
Work till 6 o'clock, 6:30, whatever it was, and that's the way it is.
Tonight, she calls her company and says that she's on the site, and then she starts at 6:30.
The drivers are probably used to it.
Well, till it's time.
Some of them that say, well, I'm just going to sit here and wait till the dog and pony show's over and get some more sleep.
Hey, I'm going to say 7:30. You have an awesome day. Be safe out there. And I'll catch you again, I guess, maybe over the weekend, but probably Monday. KM4, KFW.
And you have a great day yourself, and I don't know if I'll be on Monday or not. I got my doctor's appointment at 8 o'clock, so we may be up, may not. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work, but I got my doctor's appointment at 8 o'clock Monday morning. So. Take care. You and Susan have a good, great weekend. KO4HK.